I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. My name is Jody Weitz, and I am your business and life coach, making sure that your life is nothing less than spectacular. On my show today, I have James Taylor. Hi, James.
Hi, Jody. How's it going?
Going great. And this is the marketing specialist and not the musician, although he does have a background in music, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. Let me tell you a little bit about James. People describe James as approachable, social, and out of the box. James responds and says, "How kind of them." James is a marketing specialist who's addicted to finding out how successful businesses work and how their marketing strategies grow their businesses. He is always looking up new ways to generate leads and reading and absorbing articles on the latest strategies and software. And he generously shares these insights on his website, POWleads.com. He figures the more he learns, the more up-to-date his strategies are, and therefore the better job he can do for his clients and students. All right, that sounds great. Already I'm hooked because you're the one doing all the work on marketing, and I'm the one who's learning from you. Now, James, I know that I've seen music in your background. Have you always been interested on marketing, meaning selling things, getting people to pay it, and hopefully having them rave to other people about how great you are?
I started loving marketing because I started doing drop shipping on eBay when I was about 14 years old, and obviously figured out that the better you market, the better you can sell online. You need marketing tactics in order to get forwards. And I find that, you know, just generally a bit like sales, psychology of sales, it kind of makes you a better person in terms of approachability. And then understanding marketing is more understanding the psychology of why people do the things that they do and how they act. And I was just completely loved the idea of using marketing to kind of push everyone's products a little bit better and everyone's services a little bit better for them to understand things. Great. And yeah, so it's been quite fun.
Now, what were you drop shipping at 14? What were you on eBay?
I actually got taken down because I was drop shipping pencil cases with Justin Bieber and JLS and things like that on the front. And then the celebrity people, I think Suzuki, who my father works with, actually got in contact with my dad and said, "Is this your son selling lighters with the Suzuki logo on it?" Because I was 14. I didn't understand about, you know, copyright.
So,
but it was an interesting route to get down into. And we were drop shipping from China and getting it printed in China and then drop shipping over. So then I started to understand it, you know, the 20 days it took to print and get it over is such a hassle. You couldn't really do it. So, but this was before Amazon and Amazon Prime and everything.
Exactly.
It was a while back, but it was a good learning curve, I would say.
That's great. And then, again, you were doing music and then again, more marketing, not just music, but I think how to really sell musicians their music, get them in front, get them, you know, popular and buzzing. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
So it was actually, I went to university to study video production, and my dissertation was on trying to create I can't remember what they're called now, business incubator for the music industry.
Nice.
And it hadn't been really spoken about before because there was lots of business incubators out there, but there wasn't many music incubators. I don't think it was a really a considered a thing at all. I think there may have been one or two. And it was the idea was is essentially trying to build data for the musician. So instead of a label coming up to them and offering them a bad contract and saying, we'll get you all of this, but then you owe us all of your money, 80% of all your sales, or 90% of all your sales for the next 10 years.
Goodness.
What's the better route is building your own kind of is kind of building your own brand and creating data. So back then it was go on YouTube and create covers, cover songs, and kind of build a thousand true fans using a thousand true fans theory. So I'd suggest everyone to go and Google that. And yeah, just to kind of implement that. And it was also then trying to figure out a system whereby they can go and get their first few fans, build it up, and then try and get money without you needing a record label. And then if a record label came along or an indie label, they could then turn around and go, well, we've already got 1,000 fans. We've already got this big group. We can actually demand a much better contract from them. So I only did that for a little bit. And then I had combined video production skills and marketing skills. And then I kind of just went into creating animations and then creating marketing strategies using those video those pieces of videos that people were making. And we kind of really focused a lot on trying to change people's opinions. This was about 8 years ago or something, when video equipment and editing was was expensive-ish, but nowhere near low price as it is now. But what we were trying to do, and I think we were a little bit too ahead of the time, we kind of was trying to teach people to create video blogs. So instead of output written blogs, they create a blog and then a video blog. So repurposing the content. However, it didn't really work the service because, like I said, you would
It
need a,
wasn't.
loads of expensive lights, expensive.
Right.
It would cost so much to edit, and
Content
but
creation, everything for
yeah,
that. Man,
exactly.
you could have created TikTok way back
We
when. Dang. You're
I
positioned well for that.
always say it doesn't matter about your ideas if you're an entrepreneur. It matters about your how you actually create the action afterwards. So and I don't think back then I had that possibility to
The
implement
follow
something
through,
that
and well,
possibly.
there just wasn't the wasn't part of the mind space back there,
Yeah.
back then.
Yeah, there
So,
was lots of
yeah, go
Vine
ahead.
and stuff, and everything. Short form content was just coming about, but it was more
Exactly.
long form stuff, you know?
Exactly. I'm interested. You went into marketing, you've had lots of successes, bumps along the road, you're ahead of your time. What would you recommend, maybe the top three most important thing about marketing, about getting a company's names out there?
I think pick the right platform, pick one or two, don't go for all of them,
And
and
these
pick
are
something.
social platforms.
Yeah, exactly. Like LinkedIn is a great place for because the feed isn't actually used very very much. If you're going to do ads, I always say Facebook ads are the most powerful form, even if it is a business service. There are just a lot more people on there, and their algorithm is a billion times better. So implement Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and use. And you don't need a complicated, big agency that you have to pay thousands of dollars per month anymore. They have AI built in, and their algorithms are so incredible now. In the last 6 months, Advantage Plus and everything. If you just Google Advantage Plus Facebook ads, you can create a Facebook ad I did. I made another one last night, about 3 in the morning, and it just went live again. And just made like a quick ad with a campaign, and just ticked all the boxes of saying, let Facebook go find my audience. It used to be you have to charge so much, agencies would charge so much money to these small businesses and solo entrepreneurs when they just have a singular offer to get out there. And they might have $1,000 or something like that to spend on ad spend, and then they don't know how to use the complicated Facebook ad software. This is like years ago, and then it's and they had to kind of waste about 500, 700 of that on paying some agency to build it. But you don't need to do that anymore. It's all very much automated, and you
So
can just
that,
use it. So I think that's so I would say, and I think my final point there would be AI. Get into AI. It won't be AI that takes your job. It will be someone who knows how to use AI. That's going to be the whole thing. You will be outperformed by your competition if they know how to use AI more than you. I think that's the ultimate
And
takeaway.
yeah, so I'm hearing Advantage Plus with Facebook ads. Check that out. And any AI app, I know we're going to get to the one you use and probably have modified to really do great work for people. But for the beginner, just to play around with, who is my audience? What is my branding? What are the keywords, etc. What would you recommend?
I reckon first go to so if you want to impress in a meeting, so if you have lots of Zoom calls, like what we're using now is a kind of Zoom call thing, you can use Read AI, and that is a free app, and that allows an AI to listen to your entire conversation, that's in a meeting, and figure out who's talking. And then at the end of the meeting, it will send a summary of everything that's been said and all the action points that need to be made. So that's a really great way to have an actual useful meeting, and that's free. So that's a really good tool. I would also say go and check out make.com. On make.com, you can go and make automations using the AI. And again, I think it's free up to a few thousand operations. So you could do something like if an email comes in from a particular person or goes into a particular folder, it can be sent to you as a podcast that you can listen to on the way on your car journey, and then when you get to work, you've kind of read through all your emails, or you can delete them, kind of thing. You can make loads of these different automations. So you can also do automations for my tool. You're able to put in a blog that you're interested in, and then it will rewrite all of that into scripts and everything that you could read out, and social posts, and rewrite it for as another blog post or a newsletter. So you can really get into creating some, and you don't need you can literally go on make.com, type in this is what I want to do to the AI, and it'll build it for you. So it's a really amazing tool that. And then I think there are and then I would suggest another website called Future Tools. So on there, futuretools.io, that you can literally type in, it's about 3,000 AI tools, and a lot of them are free. So if you can imagine that you needed to do anything, and you wanted to speed up the process, creating a course or creating a blog or something, you can go in there, type in what you want, and it will show you thousands of tools that you can use, and
Goodness.
most of them are free. Yeah, there's a lot out there. There's Scribe as well. I use Scribe all the time. That's a really cool tool. So say if you have a VA, or you need to train someone in doing something, it will record your screen and know what you're doing, and then wherever you click, it will kind of create a little PDF of and create a little tutorial on exactly how they go, and create and and do the thing that you want them to do. So I'd say those tools I really like.
Goodness, that is, thank you for sharing
Yeah.
that. Your bio is right. You do like to dig into new things, don't you? And
Yeah.
AI is, wow. Especially futuretools.io and scribe.com, scribe.io.
I think it's scribe.io, but type
Yeah.
in, just type scribe AI into
Yeah.
Google and it'll come up pretty
Great.
fast. And yeah, as you can see here, can you see my eyes doing, well, it's not great for the podcast, but my eyes are actually being replaced. They're using AI to look at the screen. So like, this is me looking at the camera, this is me looking down. And if I open my eyes a little bit, I'm still looking at down, and it's just replacing my eyes. So that's a really good way to keep eye contact within meetings as well.
Oh, so
Have a little
there's a
one.
nice tool. You're doing it well, by the way.
Yes. I
So
think I
that,
need better glasses.
yeah. So what I was really impressed with is I went on your website and talk about tools and talk about kind of soup to nuts marketing for anybody, a business, an individual, an entrepreneur, and solopreneurs, which I think it would be really useful for. It's essentially like a marketing department. Tell me a little bit about when you started that company, and what does POW Leads stand for, or the POW part?
Yeah, I know. I think I wasn't thinking about POW prisoner of war. It was meant to be POW
Pow,
leads, as in
pow, like
powered
pow.
the comic book.
Oh, nice. I like that. I like
How?
that. That's what
Yeah.
I thought when I saw it.
I think someone has emailed me before and said, POW, like, why have you done? Like, no, how? Sorry.
I even help POWs. It is my mission, but
Yes.
I can help you too.
Yeah, I
Right?
can help you as well. Yeah,
We help the world. Yeah,
exactly.
but how long have you been doing it? What's your team look like? And the mission.
Yeah, so Power Leads is kind of split into, Power Leads is one a piece of software which essentially is like a nurturing software. It's actually a white label of something called Go High Level, which is a multi-billion pound software company, which is equal to something like HubSpot and ActiveCampaign. However, Power Leads, I just have that software so I can quickly create nurture campaigns and email campaigns and SMS campaigns for any client that comes in, and to build them a funnel or a workflow. So inside Power Leads, you can pretty much do everything that HubSpot can, but for not $3,000 for like seven or something. So there's a lot of there's a lot of stuff what we can do within Power Leads. So a lot of people, like local businesses or solopreneurs or even course creators or people who want to build their own brand, they'll come in and they'll create a course using the course creator, and then they'll create like a newsletter campaign or an SMS campaign. Or a really cool one is we can now have someone have a Facebook lead ad. And then what that does is then it fills out a form, and inside there they have a mobile number. So they put in their mobile number to find out more information or get a product or get a what we call a lead magnet, which could be like a free course or something. Then what it can do is then go and chat to the AI, and then you can create workflows to have an AI conversate talk to conversate conversate talk to
Conversation, yeah.
yeah have a conversation with the lead to qualify them, and then to book a meeting in your calendar. So that's amazing for like pretty much anyone that needs to have physical meetings or like a gym or something, or create a lead generation campaign. And that's the AI just basically taking over. And if they don't reply, then it replies later on, like a day later. So you can these really complicated workflows to keep people engaged and nurtured. And then you can start
Yes.
sending them more information.
And it does this automatically, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's
Yeah,
really
that's
nice to
amazing.
again automate some of those lead things. And if someone comes for a meeting and misses, you just drag and drop them into a little column, and then it keeps on sending them a message for like the next month or so to rebook, so you can get them back. Or if you send out an offer and they don't open the email, then you can resend. If they do open the email but don't do anything, then you can resend them another offer, or you can get AI to start talking to them. So there's loads of ways to nurture. There's a lot of people out there, huge lists of clients that don't reactivate. So we've done loads of that before with clients that have got a big activation list, or yeah, they've bought one thing. You might as well ask them again to see.
Absolutely, especially if they like the product. And I'm
Yeah.
really astounded at how far AI has come, really, in the marketing segment, and that it'll do what, again, a marketing team would normally do for you. You know, have a conversation, book a meeting, do follow-up, ask when they want to buy or purchase, etc. So it's
Yeah.
amazing that you've put together, again, all these, everything from funnels to, email marketing and, everything. Now, I just want to go back and start with the most important part of marketing, really, and I'm not sure how good of a job AI would do with this, but branding. So, how do you make yourself? I mean, this is the first step, I would imagine. Who do you reach out to? What is your segment, target market? But how do you make yourself unique when AI is kind of mostly providing that information to a number of individuals, not making them unique unless you have an answer to that?
Yeah, I think there's always a there's I think AI should be used as a tool on maybe just as in the qualification questions and the warm up, is to warm a lead up, not create a hot lead that makes a complete sale. Automating something completely can be pretty bad for a lot of people, and completely no contact with the client. It's better to have the AI ask questions and warm up and give the information instantly, and not have to wait for someone to give them information about something, or to give them instant gratification or an instant value. That's what I think AI is really good at doing. So again, another tool I would suggest everyone to go and check out is FormWise. So that is a lead magnet I use. And it's basically just a form where the client fills out three, a couple of lines, like who is your target market? What software are you using at the moment? What service are you using that's related to your service? And then the AI, depending on the prompt that you've given the AI, it will then create them a document, like, for example, a branding document. Here's some ideas for your brand. Here's some company names. Here's like a way that you could your next SMS campaign could be this. And you train the AI on your own stuff. So technically it's coming from you, so it's your information. So that way the AI is kind of replying as you would reply. But
I
that's an
see.
amazing lead magnet, because it's taking the client a few seconds to fill out a bit of information, and they're getting instant value instantly. So that's an incredible kind of quick tool that you can give to give to any client.
Wow, that's great.
I love those kinds of those kinds of
I know. Again, amazing how far AI has come in such a short time. Yeah,
Yeah, definitely.
really is amazing. So, getting back to you and your company, is it just you doing POW leads? Is it you and a team? You're in London. Are you global? I'm just curious.
Yes.
the team looks like, and what are the challenges of running this kind of business?
Yeah, I think there is a team of us, and there are also a team of VAs and things like that that work and connect things together. One of the courses that I will happily give to your audience for free, which is called The Content Alchemist, is all about using VAs and AI tools together in order to output something that most would have to pay for. Or you would have to normally get a whole team member in to do. So I think that is going to become a lot more I think it's going to become a lot more common that kind of practice. Training a VA to do, or even someone that doesn't really speak that much English or anything like that, they're still more intelligent. they're still intelligent enough to use all of the tools and connect all the softwares together in order to output something equal to someone to a normal worker. So we have quite a lot of people on our VA teams doing all of our content, and I have a lot of automations. But yeah, and I think I travel a lot, so I go to Asia a lot. So it's even nice. And I used to go to Asia before the lockdown, and during the lockdown, it then became a hell of a lot easier, and a lot more systems came about for working online and working at home. And all of our team members were finding it difficult before lockdown to work from home and work externally. So I'd be in Asia, and I've got my team members here in England, and a few in another one in America. And it was obviously very difficult for us to meet up. It then became so much easier after the lockdown, and after all of these new things came about, and making it not unusual to work from multiple places. So it's now considered normal, isn't it? Like
It
to
is.
work
And
from home, and which is nice.
whatever can be automated, I'm hearing a theme, you will automate. And automation after automation, which is really amazing. It's effective. And you are using so many of these tools, which really are specific and again can really generate those leads. So first of all, the Content Alchemist, how do people reach you? How do people get that document? Your site does offer other free tools to help people market and look at pricing. The pricing is really amazing. I'm just gonna have to say it because I was really amazed for what came out of it. I'm not James's salesperson. I was just looking at what you can get, but
I'm
check it out.
gonna
30
clip
days, and actually, I think 27 a month for this whole marketing system, and that's at the basic level, and there's lots more. But how can people go to your site and get marketing tools, the content, and the Content Alchemist?
So you can go if you go to powerleads.com on the right hand side, there's two buttons. There's one button that goes to the free marketing strategy tool. So that's literally the FormWise tool that I said. So they can add in a little bit of information there. Doesn't collect anything or anything. It literally just gives you a strategy that you can use particularly to your business. Then there's another button. So if you go to learn at the top, that's where the Content Alchemist, which is the free course. And that is it literally it's a 10 part video course on how to combine VAs and AI tools together in order for you to create your own personal brand or to create continuous content. And by content I mean everything to, and particularly a
Everything out there in the world,
yeah
right?
yeah like a bit, and to create the most complicated bit of content, frequently and continuously, which is video content and to camera, or 60-second shorts, which I believe are one of the greatest things that you can do in terms of marketing.
And on YouTube, on Facebook, on whatever
Everywhere.
platform you
Yeah.
want.
TikTok,
That's a great idea.
LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram Reels, Facebook, everywhere at the moment is going gaga for short form leading to long form. So I created The Content Alchemist. However, and that's really good to kind of understand how to film and how to teach your VAs to do it the slow way. So, and that's what I used to have. I used to have a VA who used to use all of the tools and take, say, a blog that I found interesting, or a YouTube, go grab the transcript, and then they'd have to run it for about 8 or 9 different prompts, and go on ChatGPT, then jump over to another one, and it took them around 2 hours or something to just get all the videos and all the scripts together and everything, and then it would only get and then it would take them, another 2 or 3 hours or something to edit that correctly and go through everything. So again, I went down the automation route, and I tried to figure out a way, how can I do this very, very fast. So what I did was, in January, during what's it called, dry January, so when you're not having any hangover from the weekend, and you're not you're working out nonstop and being really productive, I decided to use that time to create the Auto Alchemist, which, again, you can go on powerleads.com, and on the right hand side it says AI content tool, and that will lead you to a website whereby it's, again, free. You can go and create what we called an Alchemist document, and all you need to do is literally find a blog URL, or you find your favorite YouTuber, and you go to this website. You grab the transcript of all of the YouTube, and then you just pull it into this form, press go, and about 2 minutes later, you'll receive an email with this document inside. And inside the document, there's a 60-second script, which is written in your voice, a bunch of image prompts which go with along with the script. So that's something that you can put in the background. So that's called a B-roll generator. And then it's also got a blog, a social post, and a newsletter. And the idea there is to make a video, and then when you post it everywhere, all around, which again, you can use Power Leads, the social poster, to post it everywhere. You then comment underneath your video, and you link them to your blog. And then on your blog, you have a pop-up which says, sign up for the newsletter, and then all of your newsletter list, you send them all an email or an SMS saying, I've got a new video out. That's going to pull those people from your list to go and watch your video, which therefore tells the algorithm of wherever you've put it, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere, that this is getting lots of likes and getting lots of information, so therefore it will then show it to a new audience. So that's kind of the perfect circle, creating content. And recently, I then found, even after making that document, it was taking my VAs around an hour to grab the image prompt and take it in and try and create the image, then animate the image. So again, I spent the last couple of weeks creating a new B-roll creator. So it can take up to 20 image prompts. And you just throw it in, and it will then send you an email again once it's done, which takes around 20 minutes or something like that. And you get this whole list of already created video animations. And then all you need to do is simply read that script in front of a camera. So if you go on CapCut, you can use a teleprompter, and you can simply just record yourself saying those words. And you've got it's very, very easy to use. All of these new editors that are out, CapCut as well, to do it
It's
directly on
called
your phone, and you can
CapCut or
CapCut, Or Capwing is another free editing tool. So that's for anyone who wants to, and I think usually using Auto Alchemist and your own video skills, you could easily create a video every single day based on a subject that's trending. So, and all of those social posts and everything. So
That's
it's the that's the plan.
it's
That's what I
amazing.
suggest to people to do to get
Yeah.
going.
And just to make it much easier, because, again, you're very generous to share all these tools, but for very nominal, to have it all done instead of going from site to site, learning, getting VAs involved. I would recommend looking at the POWleads.com, and that's POWLEADS.com, and checking out again all the tools, everything I believe you're talking about, and looking at the free information. So, James, it's been a pleasure having you on here. I've been writing, my hand is tired because you've given us such great information. I'm so appreciative. And I love the passion behind just making life easy for people in the marketing department, which is really one of the most complicated things that I run into with some of my clients. What do I say? Who am I? How to reach people, etc. So this is great.
I think it's just very, I mean, something what I just described there, plus a bunch of other tools. That's easily about 5 years ago, someone would charge 10 grand a month for something like that. That's why these services and this content kind of stuff and what you can do now is for everyone. It's not just for the huge companies and the or anything like that. Solopreneurs and smaller businesses can go out there and do the same thing.
And
They just need to
thrive.
get into the habit, of get doing it.
Yeah,
And know a bit
it's
more information. Thank you,
exactly.
Jody, for creating such a good podcast with all this information.
I know. I'm just gonna listen to it over again to get that great information. But James, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. Tell us about your business, your life, and some of the ways that we can play around and really market to the people we need to reach. So thank you again.
Thank you so much, Jody.
Yeah, it's been great. Bye. I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.